This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, November 16th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, choosing a heritage turkey for Thanksgiving. And we'll have your forecast from AM 580 meteorologist Jay Searles. But first, today's news. Illinois senators approved a $1 an hour hike in the state's minimum wage. The proposal now moves to the House, where its future is uncertain. The plan would bump the base pay to $7.50 an hour starting next summer. After that time, annual cost of living adjustments could push it higher. Chicago Democratic Senator Kim Lightford says about 300,000 Illinois workers earn minimum wage.
A job should lift you out of poverty. It should not keep you in poverty. And that there's a lot of hardworking people around the state that deserve a higher wage.
Senators approved the plan mostly along party lines and over the objections of businesses who argue it could result in job losses and higher prices for consumers. House Speaker Mike Madigan has yet to sign on to the legislation. Governor Rod Blagojevich supports it and has hinted he might keep the General Assembly in session until the measure passes. State lawmakers are questioning if middle-class college students should still count on a tuition break they've been promised. A legislative hearing Wednesday revealed major delays and other issues with the new grant program. Amanda Vinicky reports.
Eligible students who filled out the appropriate forms in time are supposed to get $250 a semester towards tuition at any Illinois college. But first semester is coming to a close, and nearly 70% of schools are holding off on giving students their grants. It's not the fault of the universities. Rather, it's because the state hasn't come up with the money. It's still waiting to sell a portion of its student loan portfolio to a private firm. Director of the Illinois Student Assistance Commission, Larry Matica, says the delay may be a hardship, but not enough to cause families concern.
It's $250 a semester on a school bill of, what, let's say $5,000 to $6,000 a semester.
Matica says the issue should be settled by the end of January. But several legislators say that's too long for students counting on the cash. They also fear if the plan doesn't go through, the 40 Illinois colleges that have issued grants won't get reimbursed. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Some GOP lawmakers say all of this trouble shows the program was rushed. They point out that this is the only year the students will receive the money and say the governor may have hurried it along so he could advertise it in pre-election commercials. Only 14 Illinois veterans have enrolled in a new program that offers health care to military veterans who don't qualify for federal assistance. When Governor Blagojevich pushed to create the Veterans Care Program, he said about 9,000 people would need it. But few people are signing up, even though enrollment has been open for 75 days, and the Department of Veterans Affairs has held 200 outreach events. Department spokeswoman Janari Smith says enrollment will grow as promotions continue and veterans learn about the program, which no other state is offering. She says the program is worthwhile as long as it helps even one veteran, but some lawmakers question whether it's a good use of state time and money. The Illinois Chapter of Veterans and Foreign Wars says the state should focus on improving care at nursing homes for veterans. An auto parts company's announcement puts the survival of Rantoul's largest employer into question. Collins & Aikman says it will sell off, consolidate, or close all of its operations as it struggles to emerge from Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. It employs about 1,000 people at its three Rantoul plants, two located on the old Chanute Air Force Base. Village Administrator David Johnston says the village was caught off guard by the announcement, though he acknowledges that the auto industry has fallen on hard times.
They've always been a very good employer and a good corporate citizen, and they've been up front with us whenever they had to be, so we don't expect anything less from them.
Collins & Aikman has not said exactly what will happen to any of its 40 factories around the country. The Rantoul plants make instrument panels and other auto components. A press release from the company says buyer interest will determine which plants will be sold or closed. U.S. Senator Barack Obama is praising a union-led campaign to change working conditions at Walmart. He told activists yesterday their efforts were part of a broader debate that is needed about jobs and economic opportunity in America. The Illinois senator told a conference call with the union-backed group WakeUpWalmart.com that with manufacturing jobs being lost overseas, Americans are left with jobs with inadequate wages, few career opportunities, and no health care or retirement security. Obama says there is a need to fight for a better economic future with adequate wages, health care, and retirement benefits. Bentonville, Arkansas-based Walmart says it's disappointed that Obama and former Senator John Edwards took part in what it calls a politically motivated event. Spokesman David Tovar says Americans know Walmart creates jobs. For the latest newscast online, go to wyol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. The type of turkey you buy for your big holiday feast isn't always an easy decision. You can choose the usual supermarket bird, or you can get a kosher turkey or one that's been fed only organic feed. You can also buy an heritage turkey that's got a little wilder history. Rebecca Williams has the story of farmers who are trying to keep these older turkey breeds from going extinct.
John Harnoy talks turkey.
The turkeys pip, they bark, they gobble.
He's got a yard full of turkeys, mostly males. They're trying to look all big and macho as they strut around in front of the hens. These turkeys are Narragansetts, one of the so-called heritage breeds.
They're old-time turkeys. They're much closer to wild. They don't have the broad breast, so proportionally for eating, they have more dark meat to white meat.
People who've tasted a heritage turkey say the flavor is stronger, too. Sarah Dickerman is the food editor for Seattle Magazine. She taste-tested different types of turkeys, from the Butterball brand to kosher to heritage.
When you taste one of these heritage breeds, you're getting more of a, you know, it begins to taste more like a distinct meat, and I'm afraid that our vocabulary is so ill-suited to describing it, except that it tastes meatier, it tastes more intensely, and just has a resonance that you'll never get in a Butterball.
Dickerman says still you've got to be pretty committed to buy a heritage turkey. They can cost upwards of $100. Taste and cost aren't the only things that set heritage turkeys apart from the turkeys you find in the grocery store. Your common grocery store turkey is a breed called the broad-breasted white. These turkeys have been bred over the years to produce a lot of meat in a short period of time. As a result, they're large-breasted birds with short little legs. John Harnoy says that means they can't mate naturally.
One of the things about the heritage birds is that they can mate. They're small enough to mate as opposed to the broad-breasteds, which is artificial insemination. They're just, with that big breast, they just can't do the deed.
But even though heritage turkeys can mate naturally, they haven't been doing so well on their own.
These birds, the heritage breeds, were real close to dying out. And it's funny, you gotta eat them to keep them going. To keep their genetics in the gene pool, there has to be a market for them.
That's where the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy stepped in. It's a nonprofit group trying to keep rare breeds from going extinct. Marjorie Bender is the group's research manager. She says just three companies own the rights to the commercial turkey breeds.
And they are all very, very closely related. And it's that narrow genetic pool that has been of particular concern to us and what makes the conservation of these other lines of turkeys and these other varieties of turkeys so important.
Bender's group is encouraging farmers to raise rare turkeys so there will be a larger genetic pool of the birds. And they're helping to market the turkeys. Bender says now there are more of these heritage turkeys than there were a few years ago.
In terms of the breeds themselves, they're not out of the woods. In terms of the farmers in the market, it's so young that many farmers are really investing capital in them to make this a viable option, but they are making some money off the birds, otherwise they wouldn't be doing it.
John Harnoy says he is earning money from his heritage turkeys, but it's not easy money. Heritage turkeys cost a lot to raise, and it takes longer to get them to market weight. And unlike the commercial turkeys, the heritage birds can fly the coop.
And you're chasing them, and it's dark out, and you don't know if you're going through poison ivy. So if you got shorts on, you got to go and change your pants to long pants. It's a pain.
But he says the late night chases and extra turkey TLC are worth it.
When there's no more Narragansetts, that gene line is done. You can never pull on that. You don't want everything being the same. And if you only have one thing and something happens to it, there's no more. Where are the turkeys going to come from?
Harnoy says he feels like it's his job to make sure there will always be plenty of different kinds of gobblers to go around. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.
Meteorologist Jay Searles forecast for today, rain likely with a high around 42. Windy conditions, north winds up to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 40. The chance of precipitation, 100%. Partly cloudy tonight. The lows around 30. Breezy with northwest winds up to 20 miles per hour, decreasing to 15 miles per hour after midnight. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, November 16th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.